Well, Children's Book Week is upon us, the magical time of year where parents across the land are up late pulling together last-minute costumes fashioned after their children's favourite characters from the page. It's got me thinking about the children's books that stay with you long after you've outgrown them, the ones you revisit with your own kids decades later. And for Annabelle Crabb, there is one book that stayed with her since the first time she read it, nestled among the haystacks on the family sheep farm.
I'm Annabelle Crabb, and the children's book that changed my life is a collection of Shakespeare's stories rewritten for children by, I think, a brother and sister team called Charles and Mary Lamb, and they were known as the Lamb's Tales. So I grew up on a sheep farm on the Adelaide Plains, and my mum and my granny were both big readers. And so I had lots of books that were kind of old books. I picked up the Lamb's Tales, and essentially they just tell the story of, you know, the Merchant of Venice or, you know, the Twelfth Night or whatever. And there were pictures. But the good thing about it, as I've got older, is anytime I go and see a Shakespeare play, I already know the story. So I don't have that kind of, oh, who's this guy situation. So it's actually turned out to be quite a useful little old book to read. I bought a copy of the book for my kids, and I've also I've sort of modernised this idea of exposing kids to Shakespeare by just making sure that they watch some of the great modern movies that are based on Shakespeare plays, like 10 Things I Hate About You, which is, I think, one of the great teen movies of all time. I love that way that Shakespeare kind of reverberates down the generations. And I think that, yeah, I do think that that book has absolutely influenced my life. And I think it's influenced my kids' lives as well, even though they weren't sort of sitting in a haystack reading it the way that I was. But it's, yeah, it's just a, I think it probably inspired a whole lot of different ways of getting into Shakespeare. Say what the life lesson that you draw from Shakespeare is. I mean, as I got older and I started reading the actual plays, which I felt more comfortable about doing because I knew the shape of the story. And I think a lot of people find Shakespeare's language really forbidding, or they find it's hard to get into what the story is. So I think that what that book did for me was to give me the shapes of the stories and make me interested in the stories, which then it's like being in the shallows and then you wade deeper into the language of Shakespeare, which is actually the lesson, you know, the great lesson that I suppose that book brought me towards was the miraculous thing about Shakespeare, which is his experimentation with language, his exuberance with language, the permission he gives himself to make words up, to rhyme, to feel the rhythm of a sentence and to really enjoy it. And I think in my mind, when I write something that I'm happy with, you know, a sentence that feels right, or a word that you slightly make up but you know that it's the right word, they are the lessons from Shakespeare, I think, is just that permission to play around with language and also to hear the rhythm of language and to take a joy in it. I'm Annabelle Crabb, and that was the children's book that changed my life.
Annabelle Crabb on the children's book that changed her life. Don't forget, voting opens next week in the Top 100 Australian Books Countdown. Keep an eye on the Radio National homepage for that.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.